Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Caleb Johnson, a former linebacker for Houston Baptist University, now Chicago Bears linebacker. But yeah, I just came out here just to talk about my journey, like how I ended up at HBU. So really started with the phone call. The former defense coordinator for HBU, Coach Charlie Camp, great coach, great man as well. He ended up giving me a call It was on my birthday, actually, and he offered me a scholarship on my birthday the summer after I graduated from high school, from Point Loma High School in San Diego. Shout out 619. But but on that same call, he called me, and I ended up committing on that same call. Next thing I knew, 3 days later, I was in Houston, unpacking my bags with my mom, getting ready for fall camp. And I mean, since then, the rest is history. And I mean, it's been a wonderful journey. And I mean, there's nothing I would take back just because of everything that HBU has given me, like the friendships I've been able to make, like how I've been able to grow in my faith and as a leader and as a man and in every single way possible. HBU has really fostered an environment, a friendly environment, an environment of growth that it makes you feel safe, but it doesn't make you feel too comfortable. If that makes any sense. But yeah, and I'm blessed to have been here. I'm blessed to have had, you know, met the people I have and developed the relationships that I've been able to develop and, you know, grow closer to the Lord with every day that passes. I mean, because that's something that I would never take back, that I love the most about HBU is just how close you get to the Lord, how you learn to approach him from a different perspective and from different lenses and with different people and kind of foster that community and it's just really wonderful. And it's wonderful to see it take effect on the field and just talking about football, man, it's been a wild of a ride just with that. Cause I remember whenever I first got here, the program was, you know, just in it. We're still in like our infancy, like even now, but we've grown so much since then. And, you know, the players and talent that we've been able to acquire and been able to perform, it's been pretty, pretty awesome to lay witness to. And to say that I'm part of that same history, you know, because I came up with a lot of great leaders myself with Cody Moncure, Garrett Dolan, and all those guys before. So I'm really blessed to have had the opportunity to be mentored by them. But yeah, here at HBU, I'm majoring in marketing. I'm doing a lot of things. Me and a couple teammates were able to do a lot of good things on campus with food drives and, you know, stuff like that. So as long as we just keep pushing the way we are, I think we'll all be okay. And recently I've had the opportunity to sign with the Chicago Bears. So I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited to have had, you know, had the opportunity to make history for HBU and put us on the map in that way. So I hope the rest can all just catapult from there. And hopefully the HBU gets like the recognition for the talent that we have.
Well, you know, Caleb, I'm watching KPRC, NBC affiliate in Houston, and they're talking about Caleb Johnson from HBU on his way to the Chicago Bears. Of course, I'd heard about it before, but a lot of people are very, very proud of you. I mean, wow, what a tremendous transition. I mean, HBU, of course, Coach Sheely, incredible men that have mentored you. I know they're just unbelievable coaching staff, great Huskies. What's it feel like now to be on your way to the Bears?
It still feels kind of surreal. It really does, because it's really the whole time has been like a common. The whole process has been just, you know, putting little things together. So it got really tedious at a lot of times, and you kind of get down on yourself just because you get impatient, which is, I mean, it's human nature. But we stuck out the course, and right now it's going to start paying off. So it really feels surreal. It doesn't feel like it's actually there yet. Like I'm not done yet. I don't feel like I'm done yet. I don't feel satisfied with it yet, because I still have a lot to prove out there. But I am ecstatic to get out there and get to work and you know, show that HBU has athletes out here.
It's really cool. I mean, you know, the NFL, not everybody makes the transition from even Division One university college play in the NFL. That's, I would assume that percentage is extremely small.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to just kind of wake up in the middle of the night saying, wow, Lord, what a blessing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You really do. And I mean, there's been countless nights where I found myself restless at night and just laying on my pillow and just thinking, Lord, I was blessed to have had given the talent, but I was also just blessed to have had like had a pillow under my head or just, you know, a bed to lay in while I was at school and be able to get this great education.
Well, I think it's really cool that you were involved in the food drive at HBU. And, you know, what the beautiful thing about HBU, there's a lot of beautiful things about it. Great academics, great mentors, a family feeling. But the university does reach out tangibly. I mean, we feed the homeless, we help people. And I love the fact that we have all this ethnic diversity at HBU, and yet there's such a beautiful harmony and unity that I would love for the world to really understand. I mean, yeah. Tell me about some of the highlights of being at HBU. What has it meant to you?
Man, it's been really wonderful because the coaches, for example, the coach has been really fostering, like, you know, with all the stuff going on in the world, the coaches have been really instrumental in helping us unite as a team and kind of open up dialogues with the things that are going on in the world, you know, with like the social justice initiatives. Sure. And everything. So, and the coach has been great with that. Our faculty has been great with that. And it's been great to have conversations, just talk to each other and like learn, get to know each other. And there's always something you can learn from someone else from a different background. So, and that's been wonderful with HBU because there are people from all types of different backgrounds.
So you are from San Diego. Did you say Point Loma in San Diego? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, beautiful place to be from.
Incredible, yeah, it is.
An incredible high school. I mean, that's a major high school itself. Tell us about your high school experience and what that would entail.
Yeah, high school. In high school, I was really focused on getting a scholarship. So I was very, very driven in that sense. So I was on my grind every day, all day, just trying to get a scholarship, trying to go to get my education for free. So it was really centered around both the beach and football. That's pretty much what I did. So San Diego gave me the best of both. Yeah, exactly.
Great combination. And so, you know, Coach Shealy is just one of the heroes in my life. I mean, I knew his dad, Del Shealy, who would led Fellowship of Christian Athletes, was a great coach himself. I mean, you got great athletic leaders, but you got great Christian leaders there. What was that like?
Yeah, it was awesome. That's one of the reasons why I was gung-ho about going to HBU is because we were able to, like, you know, have those Christian leaderships and stuff. So we have the number one guy I think of is Garrett Scott. He comes to mind. He won our Christian Character Award the last couple of years running. And it's every time I talk to him, it's like, he doesn't just like want to understand how I am. He wants to understand how I am in regards to my relationship with Christ and my walk with Christ. So, and that's just been wonderful to hear from a peer, from a teammate. So it's been amazing in that sense.
You know what, it's a beautiful reality for you to be at a university where you've grown spiritually, because when you go in the NFL, it is a high stakes world. I mean, we know it's all about performance, and yet there are many great Christians all over the NFL, as both you and I know, and yet lots of pressure. So what have you learned at HBU that you're going to take with you both on the field and off the field as you go to the Chicago Bears?
That my identity is not centered in football. I'm first and foremost a follower of Christ. And I mean, I'm going to live my life that way. I'm not going to live my life as a football player. I'm going to live my life as a Christian. So I think that's definitely something that's helped me keep my moral values straight and just make sure I stay on the path I'm supposed to be on.
It's really important, Caleb. And what well said. I mean, I used to live in a neighborhood where Joe Montana was one of our neighbors and another.
Oh, wow.
Very well-known NFL player that we'd go trick-or-treating with our kids together and Kansas City Chiefs when Montana was there. And that one other player, I mean, really got off and tragically ended up, you know, in a disaster situation.
Yeah.
And so praise God that you have that faith. Now let's talk about your playing position. and how you played when you're at the Huskies, and what was it that really got the attention of the Bears and segued to you getting signed?
So I play linebacker, and I played I've played in two different schemes at HBU because we switch defensive coordinators. But I played both outside and inside linebacker. And what really I feel like got me signed was my effort on film, was my film and how it produced and translated, and how my skills were transferable to the next level. And that, I think that mainly is demonstrated in my effort and how I run to the ball. And that's something that really anybody can do. It's just a want to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And, You know, it's interesting, being a great athlete, some of it is physical agility and physical power and presence, but there's a cognition to it too, to know what to do and do it in a millisecond.
Right.
I mean, that's again where I think HBU is very unique, in that there's some Christian universities where you kind of check your brain at the door and it's kind of lower shelf academics. Not so at HBU. I mean, it's a rigorous education. How was it doing your education at HBU?
It was really interesting, just because balancing football with school, and especially because HBU is a highly touted academic program. So it was definitely interesting to understand. And it also forced us to work together as teammates, just to study together and, kind of help each other out on things that are missing, just because, a lot of kids do struggle just because of the time balance and especially freshmen. The freshmen always have questions and how to even log into Blackboard and all those little things. So that all makes a difference in everything.
Now, tell me about your mom and dad. What are they thinking with you on the way to the Bears? I mean, they got to be really excited.
Oh yeah, they're super excited. They couldn't stop talking about it after I got the call. So that's really all they've been talking about, all they've been posting on social media, and they're excited. Of course, they're worried about me just because I'll be in Chicago, and we've never been to Chicago. But I mean, it's all good. I've adjusted to a lot of different places, so they know I'll be okay, and I'll get them some hats and stuff while I'm out there.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Here's the deal. There's no beach, but there is Lake Michigan. But you just got to wear a little bit of a temperature change where you're going.
Yeah, yeah, that's the biggest thing. Because my mom hates the cold.
Yeah.
So I hopefully I can drag her out there to come to a game or come visit me at least. So, but she hates the cold. And it's even in the house, our house is always 72 degrees because she just can't stand it.
That's so cool. Well, I mean, we've got some students that are prospecting HBU, some parents, grandparents thinking about influencing their son or grandson or granddaughter to come to HBU. Can you just take a minute and tell them why you think they ought to make HBU their university of choice?
Because you will matter a lot more at HBU than you will probably at a bigger institution. Because I mean, the obvious thing is the student to faculty ratio. You really get to understand your professors, and you really get to go more in depth in classes and ask questions that you need to have asked, and have discussions in a smaller, more focused groups in order just to dig deeper into different topics and just understand different things. So I think that's definitely another big thing that I've taken away from HBU, is the ability to have conversations like that because of those small groups and stuff. And also just the community is really, really kind. Everyone's super kind here. That's something I've also really appreciated.
Man, Caleb, I couldn't agree more. We're just so proud of you. I mean, you got a lot of Huskies and a lot of people here at HBU that are going to just be following you and rooting you on. We believe in you. You're a great point of light in the world, and you're a great athlete. Super combination. Way to let God use you. Way to let God work in your life. HBU is a place that you ought to think about. You ought to check out. You can learn more at hbu.edu/admissions or 289-649-3211. Our graduate school is very, very compelling. hbu.edu/grad, 281-649-3269. And we have students at HBU in 40 states. They study online. And so no matter where you live, there's a opportunity for you to connect with HBU digitally through online education. Check out hbuonline.com, 1-855-428-1960. Caleb, this is really, really special. I just told my associate, I said, I've got to talk to that young man before he ends up in Chicago. You did not disappoint. So we're
very
proud of you, man. I want you to just hang in there and know that we here at HBU are rooting you on, brother. Okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all the support I've gotten from HBU because it's been tremendous. It's felt really, really well. So really good. So
super. Keep us in touch as you go up to Chicago, okay?
I will.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.